I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The financial storm in the United States has washed up on Britain's shores, and the United Kingdom's biggest mortgage lender looks like it needs rescuing. The Halifax Bank of Scotland, known as HBOS, has seen the value of its stock go down by more than 50% in the past week. Laura Lynch reports from London.
The wake-up call came on the morning radio shows. One of the country's biggest banks was in very big trouble.
Colin Patterson, 3 minutes to nine, and we're getting reports that HBOS shares have been crashing. Adam, what's going on?
Yes, I don't like to use the word crashing, but it is hard to think of something else.
They crashed all the way down to 88 pence, about $1.75, before further news broke. Another bigger bank, Lloyds TSB, was riding to the rescue, and the Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, was personally involved in the negotiations. Peter Hahn studies the banking industry from his offices at the City University in London. The crisis in the United States, he says, rolled right across the Atlantic.
Many senior clued-in financial people in the country and in the government looked at AIG and got scared. And they got scared and they said HBOS and HBOS's shares were in free fall the last couple of days. And they said, we don't want this to be our AIG. What do we need to do? Let's not wait and find out. Let's just get a deal done now, quickly, and we'll deal with the problems after.
One of the potential problems is a lack of competition. Swallowing HBOS would mean the new Lloyds could control a huge chunk of the mortgage and savings market. But the government is so concerned about the viability of the banking industry, it's overriding any potential complaints from competition watchdogs. In spite of the shaky markets, people in Britain don't seem to be drowning their sorrows. At the Three Crowns pub in East London, Alex James admitted to having concerns, but not about the markets.
I've got an eye appointment coming up in about half an hour, so I'm pretty worried about that. Not so much anything to do with the financial situation of the world. Obviously, it's something that you should be concerned about, but I personally don't feel that it's going to affect me in the immediate future.
In another corner, Andrew Floyd leaned forward, shirt sleeves rolled up, balance sheets spread out before him.
With the price of fuel and gas, electricity, etc., nobody really knows. And it's a scary thought that the prices could go through the roof, and are.
Still, though, no direct concerns about the stability of the banking industry itself. Professor Hahn, who moved to London from New York more than a decade ago, says that's pretty much what he expects.
Generally, I think that in the UK, people are much more concerned about their own spending limitations right now. I think here the average person is less focused on the banking system, but on their own personal situation.
It all underscores sharp differences between the two countries. Americans are used to governments staying out of their lives. Hahn sees British people as far more willing to have the state play an active role in the economy.
They expect if there's a problem, the government will solve it, will have the magic solution.
There is one other big difference. The United Kingdom has just a few hundred banks compared to thousands in the United States. So the government is loath to let a bank, even a medium-sized one, fail, for fear that could create even more instability and chaos. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.